Blog Talk Hello? Radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Yo,
hold on one second. Hold on, let me go.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Tom, how you doing?
What's going on, fam? How are you?
I'm not. But did you even get... Yeah. Tony?
Yeah, I'm here. It's a little difficult to hear you.
Can you introduce yourself? Everybody know who you are?
Yeah, sure. This is Tony Testa from Brooklyn, New York.
Okay. So, Tony, thanks for coming on the show, Tony. Tell everybody what you got going on and what you got coming out.
What's coming out right now is I just released a new single. It's off my EP album, I Am Tony Testa. It's on iTunes. I've been getting a lot of spin up here in the tri-state area in New York. DJ Self, K Slay, a lot of the DJs been spinning it. Like I said, it's off the EP album, I Am Tony Testa. And later on in the year, I got a full LP album entitled Murder Machine that I'll be dropping probably towards the last quarter of this year.
And what is the name of the track?
The name of the track that I just released is called Paper Chaser.
Yes. Okay. Now, is there an album following up with that?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Like I said, there was an EP album that I dropped at the end of last year, around December, and now. There's a full LP that I'll be dropping at the last quarter of this year through my record imprint, Racket Records, and it's entitled Murder Machine, and it's a full LP, and the single off that right now that we're pushing is Paper Chaser, and we got a couple more singles that are a club record and a chick record. The first record was a little more street, so. We're scheduling right now to shoot the video, and those will be dropping over the summer, probably within the next month.
Okay, all right. I mean, now, what I meant to ask you was, where did you get this passion to want to do music? When did this all start about?
The passion, for, I mean, to be honest, I've always been involved in music since I was younger. You know, I always played the drums, I played different instruments, but as far as the getting into the writing, I always excelled in school with poetry. I had had a couple of poems that were published when I was younger, and I just always had a knack for it. And I kind of put my put both talents together. I was able to hook up with a couple of big producers, Ty Fife. He's worked with 50 Cent, worked with Jay-Z, LL Cool J, and Ty was able to feed me some good beats, and I was able to produce some good records. So. Everything's been working out well, and I've been getting real good support from the fans, and that's really all I could ask for. I'm doing pretty well. A lot of people like the records. I like to produce, full records. I'm not big on the battle rapping and things like that. I like to make full records and make records that get radio play and records that everybody could listen to and enjoy. So that's where I put my effort towards and. And it's been doing, it's been paying off exceptionally well, I must say.
Well, congratulations on everything. And we definitely got to get your music over here so we can play it okay. But what I want you to do is I want you to give your websites out and let everybody know where they can find out more information about you.
Sure, everybody. I mean, you guys can check me out. Just Google my name, Tony Testa the Rapper. Everything comes up. You can find me on, I'm on Twitter at I Am Tony Testa. You guys can follow me on Facebook. My record label, like I said, is Racket Records. And, I got all my videos out there. You can get my album on iTunes. I Am Tony Testa. And, pretty much just keep an ear out. I got a lot of records that are out right now being spun. And we're just slowly, slowly making progress. And I had a deal offered to me, a major deal with to sign under DTP, under Ludacris. About a year ago, which I turned down for the opportunity, of course, to do my own thing and be my own boss. So that's pretty much where we're headed right now, and And we got a couple big things in the works. I got a reality show, tentatively titled Making Tony Testa, that's in with VH1 and Spike right now. And it's actually sitting with the president of Spike. I should be going in there within the next couple weeks to go over contracts. So there's, you know, like I said, there's a lot of good things happening. And that's where we're at.
Congratulations on that, man. Maybe I can make some guest appearances on your reality show.
Yeah, listen, man. I'm all for you know, one hand wash the other. I'm all for helping anybody, man. If you want to come through, if you're ever in New York, you know, you come through, it wouldn't be no problem. You know, the cameras are following. So, you know, whatever you ever want to meet up and do whatever, we can get up in the city and you know, you'll see what's popping, man. We already shot two pilots that already went through the whole the whole process, and VH1 loved it, Spike loved it, actually the president of Viacom loved it, and now we're just trying to iron out the contracts and you know, just take everything step by step. I'm getting ready to, like I said, drop the full LP, and the only thing that's actually been holding me back, I probably would have dropped it already, but with the talks of the reality show coming out, they kind of wanted me to hold back and not release the album and not release the singles, because we could actually use those as episodes. So I'm just trying to find out right now what's going on with the contracts and see what we're going to do. If we're going to release, you know, the singles on the show or if I'll release it before the show, you know, whatever. But I'm just trying to get everything ironed out and just keep things moving in a positive direction.
Well, I'll definitely keep in touch with you, man. I thank you for coming on the show, and I look forward to having you back on, man. Is there any shout-outs?
A big shout-out to Uncle Murder, big shout-out to Ty Fife, shout-out to Mano. Those are all good dudes. They're all from my area. And that's pretty much it. I mean, where are you based out of? Are you based out of New York?
New York. Yeah, I'm in New York.
Oh, you're in New York. All right, so you know, what it's about.
Fifth Avenue. Hey, man, tell Mano to come by the show, man. I never had Mano on the show. Tell Mano to come by the show, man.
Yeah, man, definitely, because, you know, we could set it up, man. It's no problem. If you ever want to come through, if you ever, you know, next time I get you one of the singles in advance, you could spin it, you know?
What about, man? The notes over as soon as possible, man.
All right, man, be good, man. Good shout-out.
You do the same, man.
Peace, man. Be good.